The Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow, he does not know how. The earth produces of itself first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle because the harvest has come." He also said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs, and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Every week as I prepare for my sermons, I like to read commentaries and different things that people have written about the various texts. And sometimes when I read those things, there are so many things that stick in my brain and so many things that I didn't know about beforehand. And they come to inform my sermon in really strong ways. So this morning, I have to be honest with you, because I don't want to be accused of plagiarizing, that a lot of my ideas relating to the parables today in the gospel are taken from a commentary written by Matt Skinner on the website Working Preacher. So they may sound like brilliant insights, but they are the brilliant insights of Matt Skinner, not the brilliant insights of Megan Elliott. So I just wanted to be transparent about that before you start thinking that I am an amazing biblical scholar. So, we've got two parables today in the Gospel of Mark. And the first one, the very first one, is a parable that doesn't show up in any of the other Gospels. And when Matt Skinner is writing about this, he posits that perhaps they don't show up in the other two Gospels, or it doesn't show up in the other two Gospels, because it is incredibly boring. There's not a lot that happens in the parable. A man goes out, he plants the seeds, he makes sure that they're watered, they grow, and then he goes out and he takes in the harvest. That's it. There's no complicated mystery to it. There's no grand level of layers that you can unpack in this parable. It is a simple, straightforward story. Matt Skinner even calls it boring. He says it has all the suspenseful drama of an ordinary elementary school life sciences textbook. You plant the seeds, you put them in the dirt, they grow, and then you go out and you take in the harvest. But the beautiful thing about the simplicity of this parable, the beautiful thing about it, is that the kingdom of God is going to grow. The kingdom of God is going to grow whether or not we have these complex, beautiful parables or something as simple as going out and planting seeds. It is the very nature of God's kingdom to grow. It is the nature of God's kingdom to bring forth fruit and harvest in our lives. Now, the second parable that we have, the parable of the mustard seed, does show up in some other Gospels, but it's way more dramatic in the other Gospels. In the other Gospels, Jesus talks about moving mountains and saying to this hill, "Move over here and it will do it if you only have faith the size of a mustard seed." And in Mark, he just talks about birds hanging out in a shrub. Now, the thing that often gets lost on us when we are reading the Bible is that Jesus had a pretty good sense of humor. Jesus makes jokes throughout the gospel, and we take everything that Jesus says so seriously that we miss it. So when Jesus says the kingdom of God, or if you have faith the size of a mustard seed that turns into a mighty and glorious shrub, he's making a joke. Because nobody thought of the mustard seed as growing into a great and glorious shrub. People talked about the cedars of Lebanon. We heard that in the psalm. We heard that in the first reading today about the grand and mighty cedars of Lebanon. And Jesus says, no. I don't want you to think about the kingdom of God like a mighty and grand cedar of Lebanon. I want you to think about the kingdom of God like a bush. And not just any bush, but the mustard seed bush in that day and age was kind of like a weed. It was one of those things that would spring up uninvited all over the place where people didn't want it. It would show up in their gardens, it would show up in their fields. And so the mustard seed is an invasive weed. It would be as if Jesus said, the kingdom of God is like a dandelion. It spreads all over the place and grows exactly where you don't want it to grow. Jesus is a master at taking these ordinary images, these things that we might not otherwise think too much about, and turning it not only into something funny, but to something profound. He takes the ordinary things in our lives, mustard seeds, mustard shrubs, dandelions, and says, this is how the kingdom of God is going to manifest. It is not going to show up like these mighty cedars of Lebanon that you are expecting, but it is going to show up like an invasive weed. It is going to take over your life in ways that you never saw coming and you never expected, and it's going to do it in teeny tiny increments, inch by inch, that you never see coming. Last night, I decided that I was going to get an early start on my sermon, which almost never happens in my life, but I was feeling very productive and ambitious. So I set up my front porch for working, and I put out all of these mosquito repellents. I had my little incense going and my candles, and I had bug spray all over me, and I had my mood lighting, and I got my iced tea, and everything was set up, and I was ready to write my sermon. And then some of you may know that I have a 4-year-old living with me. And the 4-year-old saw my sweet setup on the front porch, and he decided that it was a great time for us to hang out together. And so he came out, and first he thought that a good way to compel me to spend time with him would be to squirt me with a squirt gun. It turns out that did not work so well in his favor. And then the second thing that he thought might work would be if he would steal my power cords from me and run into the house and hide them somewhere. Needless to say, that also did not work, other than getting him into big trouble. And then finally, as I was sitting out there trying to work on my sermon, trying to come up with a beautiful image to use in today's sermon, the front door opens. And it comes to me, the kingdom of God is like a 4-year-old. A 4-year-old who doesn't know all of the politics, all of the things in our society that are swirling around about his very right to be there living with me in my house. A 4-year-old that has no concept of that greater world that is going on beyond him. A 4-year-old that just wants to hang out with his friend Megan. A 4-year-old that shows up in the midst of sermon writing with 2 popsicles in his hands and invites the preacher to put aside her sermon and come and sit on the front stoop and enjoy the popsicles together. The kingdom of God is also like a preacher who tried to get a head start on her sermon and set up her front porch and all the ambiance and finally got the four-year-old to get on his pajamas and go in with his mama to go to bed and was just finally settling down to write her sermon when a car pulls up in front of her house. And a friend that she hasn't seen in a while or talked to in a while parks her car and says, "I saw you sitting on your front porch, and I thought I would swing by and say hello." The kingdom of God shows up then in these holy conversations that you never saw coming. Conversations where suddenly you're sitting and catching up with an old friend, and you're sharing the grief of your life and the joy of your life. And you are experiencing the kingdom of God unfolding in your midst. The kingdom of God shows up in our lives, sometimes in ways that we consider to be invasive, sometimes in ways that we consider to be ordinary. Sometimes in the simplest of ways. And what Jesus is inviting us to do is to recognize where the kingdom is showing up, to see those seeds blowing through the wind, and then to see them take root and begin to bear fruit in our lives. Now, the one thing that Jesus doesn't go into in this gospel reading is what that fruit is going to look like. So when Jesus talks about the man going out and harvesting his fields or the mustard seed growing into the mightiest of shrubs, he doesn't specify specifically what that is going to be in our lives. Is Jesus talking about our spiritual lives? So we're going to have all of this spiritual fruit in our lives. Is he talking about our relationships with one another? Are we going to have fruitful relationships in our lives? Is he talking about our church life, our common life together here in community? Is he talking about our national life, our economic life, our political life? What life is Jesus talking about when he says that the kingdom of God is going to bear fruit in our lives? I would say the answer to that is yes. The kingdom of God is invasive like a mustard shrub. It is going to show up in our lives in places that we never saw coming, in moments that we never anticipated, in people that we never thought would bear the fruit of the gospel, and yet here it is right there in front of us. Matt Skinner says that the reign of God does not carve out a separate sacred space. It claims all aspects of our human existence. There is no such thing, not in Christianity at least, of an apolitical gospel. There is no economically neutral gospel. There is no gospel that dismisses the importance of embodied existence and interpersonal relationships. The gospel invades, the kingdom of God invades every piece, every part of our lives. How we conduct ourselves in relationship with one another, how we carry ourselves in relationship with the world, and the fruit that we bear in our relationship with God. The kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. It's going to show up in all of the places that we don't necessarily want it to. It's going to surprise us. It's going to invade our lives. It's going to show up in a plant that isn't much good for anything except for providing shelter for the birds. And yet that is how the kingdom of God moves. That is how the kingdom of God works. It invades our lives, and we are left changed. Thanks be to God.